This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Optimal Living Daily Relationships, episode 156. 9 Keys to Building Lasting Relationships by Salon George of spiritualliving4busypeople.com. Happy Monday, everyone. And welcome back for another week of posts here at OLD Relationships. I'm Joss Marie, your very own personal narrator. And this week we're going to cover 1. Keys to building lasting relationships. 2. Whether or not a female should let her boyfriend be friends with his ex. 3. Dating dilemmas of successful women. And 4. Actionable tips to keep in mind before taking something too personally. But first, I'm thrilled to announce that today's post is from a new blog that we'll be featuring here on the show. Although we've featured Salon George previously as a guest author with markandangel.com, this is actually the first time we will be narrating his content directly from his blog, which is spiritualliving4busypeople.com. Through his blogging, Salon aims to help busy people slow down in their lives so that they can live with more joy, peace, purpose, and meaning. Apologies for pronouncing his name incorrectly on the previous episode. Also, if you're interested in listening to Salon's previous content that we featured here on OLD Relationships, go ahead and subscribe to the show. To subscribe, simply search for Optimal Living Daily Relationships from wherever you're listening to this episode, select the show icon, and click subscribe. And with that, let's hear Salon's post today about building lasting relationships and start optimizing your life. 9 Keys to Building Lasting Relationships by Salon George of spiritualliving4busypeople.com. Quote, "The beginning of love is the will to let those we love be perfectly themselves, the resolution not to twist them to fit our own image." Thomas Merton. Deep down, we all yearn for this, an intimate relationship where we can feel safe to be ourselves and loved unconditionally. A companion to walk with us on the sometimes perilous journey of life. A person with whom we can realize big dreams and goals. I've been incredibly fortunate to have such a companion in my spouse. This week we celebrated our 10th year of marriage, and it's been an incredible ride so far. We've certainly had our ups and downs, but through it all, our love for each other has only grown and our bond has never been stronger. Though this hardly qualifies me as a marriage or relationship expert, I've found some important characteristics of strong and healthy relationships through my own experiences and by observing others. Here they are. Number 1. Bring 100% to the table. Derek Rydall, author of Emergence, writes, quote, "Whatever's missing is what you're not giving," unquote. Most of us live by the 50-50 principle. This may or may not be a good approach for business, but it's an absolute disaster in waiting for relationships. A person who lives this way brings 50% of their love, does 50% of the house chores, pays 50% of the bills, and so on. If something goes awry in the relationship, such a person is quick to blame their partner for not pulling their weight. But if we want to have exceptionally strong relationships, we must be willing to entertain the possibility that whatever's missing is what we're not giving. We must be willing to bring 100% of who we are to the table without expecting anything in return. Number 2, have a larger purpose. Relationships often implode when the expectations placed on the relationship or other person are too great to bear. Our partners are not meant to complete us or satisfy our every need. We are all finite human beings, and we're simply incapable of this, no matter how pure our intentions. Successful relationships are oriented to some common higher purpose. The love between partners must transcend them. In my relationship, we experience the transcendent love of God through our love for each other. Our love for each other in turn extends to our children, our friends, and the world at large. Love, no matter how intimate, is never meant to be confined to just two people. Number 3, learn from others. Great marriages don't just happen. They require a level of spiritual, emotional, and social intelligence. Marriage is not easy, but many couples navigate the challenges successfully. Identify 2 or 3 relationships that you admire. If you know the couple, interview them. If not, observe them. In fact, much more will be learned by watching what they do than what they say. If you pay attention long enough, you'll gain valuable insights. Number 4, love unconditionally. If you withhold love or affection in order to punish or manipulate, your love will turn into poison that will slowly kill your relationship. This doesn't mean that you cannot take a time out if you're too upset to be with your loved one, but as soon as tempers cool and perspective is regained, quickly work towards forgiveness and reconciliation. Number 5, let go. As far as intimate relationships go, these words from Karen Armstrong ring true. Quote, "Nearly every day there is something to forgive." Unquote. Be willing to let go of the small stuff and forgive the bigger stuff. And don't wait for the other person to go first. Number 6, fight like you're on the same team, because you are. Even the best relationships will have its fair share of fights and disagreements. However, attacking each other rather than the problem will compromise the relationship. Be willing to share how you're feeling without resorting to attacking your partner. Stick to I statements and focus on the issue at hand. Fight for the relationship, not against it. Number 7, maintain personal boundaries. Sometimes people mistakenly think that their intimate relationship is licensed to trample on the personal boundaries of their loved one. Though the Bible says, "And the two shall become one flesh," this does not give you license to blame your partner for your own actions or ignore their needs for privacy. Maintaining healthy boundaries means taking responsibility for your own behavior and honoring the needs of your partner. Number 8. Be intentional. If you've been with someone for a long time, it can be easy to slowly begin to take them for granted. We can fall into the trap of assuming that the relationship will just take care of itself. Maybe you've stopped being spontaneous with your partner. Maybe you don't go on dates anymore or say "I love you." It may not feel like it at first, but this is a highly dangerous situation, akin to falling asleep behind the wheel on an open road. We get comfortable, we stop paying attention, we fall asleep, then we crash. Be intentional. Take control of the wheel so you can take your relationship where you want it to go. And number 9, ditch the contingency plan. Making a lifetime commitment to someone is one of the scariest things you can do. But too many of us go into these covenants with contingency plans, ready to deploy on the first sign of trouble. In long-term relationships, troubles are absolutely guaranteed. If you want to have a lasting relationship, you must decide to stay the course when difficulties show up. Of course, this does not mean that you have to stay in a dangerous situation. It means understanding that the ups and downs of relationships are normal. If you work together, you can navigate your way through the challenges. Create a rock-solid relationship. For us human beings, relationship is like spiritual oxygen. Without it, we die. When our relationships are failing, we suffer. But when they're healthy and strong, we thrive. Recommit yourself fully to your most important earthly relationship. May it become rock solid. And may the love you share bless a world that desperately needs love. You just listened to the post titled, 9 Keys to Building Lasting Relationships by Salon George of spiritualllivingforbusypeople.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I can relate to Salon's point he makes about bringing 100% of you to a relationship. I remember when Lee and I first started living together, I was guilty for focusing a little too much on the even distribution of tasks. Don't get me wrong, I think it's amazing that we live in a time when household chores are commonly shared between significant others. But for the most part, I try not to keep tabs on things like this anymore, because I truly believe that as long as I give 100% of myself in my areas of strength, Lee will also do the same in his areas of strength. And because we've been focusing on this in our relationship for a long time now, I can tell you from experience that it's led to a much more fulfilling relationship and efficient household. Again, we're so excited to have permission from Salon to cover content from his blog and look forward to featuring him more in the future. So make sure to subscribe if you'd like to hear more of those episodes. To subscribe, simply search for Optimal Living Daily Relationships from wherever you're listening to this episode. Select the show icon and click subscribe. By subscribing, you not only get the episodes delivered to you daily, but you also increase our ranking in the Apple Podcast app. So thank you so, so much for your support from all of us here at OLD. And I hope you continue coming on back for more, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.